Hello, it's Andrew May, and welcome to the Performance Intelligence Podcast, Bite-Sized Edition. This is where we take a clip from a previous podcast and amplify it for you in a snack-sized format. Optimize performance through adapting your physical, psychological, and emotional state. So you've got the 60 to 90 seconds. What is your circadian rhythm as a summary? And then let's get into that three-way relationship between circadian rhythm, sleep, and energy output. So if I put you on the spot, a quick or a high-level definition of circadian rhythm is?
Your body wants the clock to be closer to 25 hours than 24. So therefore, if you don't reset it every day, it will drift. Your body will drift. The best way to reset it was light. Why light? Light goes through the optic nerve, goes to the pineal gland, it goes down to the base of the brain. And in the hypothalamus, there's a group of nerves there called the SCN nerves or suprachiasmatic nucleus nerves. And they actually are what controls all the hormones in our body. Some of those hormones wake us up, some of those hormones put us to sleep. If we're really, really conscious of that, we need light to wake up the hormones, dopamine, serotonin. We need to get rid of light to switch on the sleep hormones, melatonin.
Love it. Bing, elevator's off at 23rd level. Now I can talk to you about, thank you, because I really like drawing out and looking at the background, the epitomology of these different areas. But then I wanted to give people a really good succinct summary. Now we can talk about the relationship between that clock, which wants to run around 25 hours. We need to reset every day. Obviously, then a link between sleep and energy output. And you're talking about light. At the time of recording, I'm looking outside. There's just been a massive storm. Though the storms are coming, but also the winter is coming. So it's going to be darker of a morning. And you look at seasonal affective disorder in the Nordic states and down south as well around the Antarctic. So hugely important. Talk to me about light. What does light do to the body to give us that kickstart every single day?
Well, once we're exposed to light through the eyes, remember the eyes are the most external part of the brain. So once we get light there back through the optic nerve, back into the pineal gland, down to the base of the brain, it actually switches on all the mechanisms of hormone secretion that actually rev the body up, so to speak. And those hormones are really important, like cortisol, which gives us bundles of energy. We know those levels go up in the morning. We know they drop in the afternoon, go up again in the early evening, which is where our energy levels come from. Dopamine, which is a mood regulator, and serotonin. These hormones are all stimulated by that light. Now, what's really important with light is that not all lights are equal. So you're saying about the storm out there. Well, we know you need about 1,000 lux for at least 20 minutes in the morning to optimize your biological, or to optimize resetting your biological clock. So the reality is, in a very, very bright kitchen, it's probably only about 400 or 500 lux. Now, that might vary in different households. In an office, it's probably around 300 or 400 lux. So we can't really rely just on artificial light to optimize. Now, of course, those lights do trigger and do help, way better than being in the dark, but it's not necessarily enough just from artificial light.
Are you planning an upcoming conference or company offsite? For the past 15 years, I've averaged speaking at over 50 events each year, and I still love presenting at conferences as much as I did when I first started. To explore the different presentations I offer on a range of topics and themes, including physical and psychological well-being, becoming burnout-proof, connection and belonging, that's a new area I'm really enjoying presenting on, neuroscience and behavior change, mental skills and leadership and culture. Or if you'd like to understand our fully integrated conference experience with pre-event diagnostics, activities throughout the agenda, including a morning wake-up, energy breaks, team building activities, and digital resources to embed learning. To find out more information and to download a brochure, go to andrewmay.com/keynotes. I feel like I'm always asking you on research. So can you throw to me on this and say something like, Andrew, have you ever seen any research that would purport that or that would back that up of a morning, that it's really important to get the light outside rather than through a window?
So, Andrew, have you read any research in relation to light from indoors versus light from outdoors, or even light through a window?
Great question, Dr. Tom. I'm so glad you asked that. Wizard, can you believe that he asked me that as well? I only gave him a subtle lead. Look, in preparation for this, we looked at some of the research, because I hear this a lot and you hear this a lot. People go, oh, I get my morning while I'm having a cup of tea through the window in the kitchen. You know, I'm there near the plants, and they say it's good to be near nature and stuff. So I'm there and I've got the sun coming on me. It's 50 times less effective getting that sunlight through a window than it is either through open doors or getting out on your balcony or going down into the street to buy your coffee rather than having it inside under those artificial lights. And the main reason is because the wavelengths of blue light are essential for stimulating the eyes. As you said, the eyes are the most external part of the brain. When I learned that way back in exercise physio, I was like, no, the brain's this internal thing. No, no, eyes are there as your fear mechanisms as well, and focusing on what's coming, you know, for survival. So it absolutely makes sense that they are that external part of your brain. So the light is the cue to wake that up. That's a huge one, I find, Tom. Coaching individual. Now we're taking a lot of our coaching programs online. More information coming up on that next term. I don't know how many emails, messages I get every week. Shannon, sick of it. People saying, can you do a coaching program? And don't have enough time. Sorry. So we're going to make an online coaching program, 12 weeks with all this info. More info coming back to you about that soon. Really excited. You're going to get access to Dr. Tom, me, a whole bunch of experts on that. But back to the conversation. I don't know how many times I've said to people, you've got to get outside. So either open the window or get outside and get that light and as much exposure on your skin as possible. The joke I often make if I'm in a safe place is as much skin exposure as possible, but do wear pants because you'll get locked up.
I'm so pleased you said that, especially the last bit. You're 100% right. I mean, I think the there's many reasons to get sunlight. You know, you want to get it on your skin for vitamin D synthesis, but just purely from a circadian reset, it's just really important to get that light into the eyes. And early morning's better too, because the sun is less likely to do any damage to your eyes. It's really interesting though, Andrew, if you're wearing sunglasses, you're blocking off a lot of that effect. So a lot of people walk the dog with sunglasses on and a cap on for, you know, to stop wrinkles or protect their skin. But actually, you do need that 20 minutes. 1,000 lux is on a dull day. So on a really bright day, you're going to be up to about 10,000 lux.
And it's really, really hard. So we're in the studio now. We wouldn't be at 10,000. I think you can get up around 5,000 or 6,000 lux, but there's nothing like that bright light. And yeah, outside the burning hour, so of course you've got to slip, slop, slap sunnies and shade. So put on a hat and wear the sunnies. But in those early hours of the morning, and I've really changed the way I exercise. I always used to wear sunglasses, and for a while I always used to wear a hat, but I really do make an effort on those, as much skin exposure as possible, and pants. I said this recently at a talk on the Gold Coast, and not everyone, they didn't laugh. They're just like, hey, we're on the Gold Coast. Pants is optional. I'm joking. Hello to all of our listeners on the Gold Coast. Seeing our stats recently, there's a whole bunch of people on the Gold Coast that listen to this. We love it. But I've really changed my protocol on that to move to get that 20 or 30 minutes every single morning, not high intensity exercise. Take the dog for a walk, walk up the road. If you are going to get a coffee, you might push it back. We'll talk about that. But getting that light exposure on as much skin as possible, no hat, no sunnies, outside the burning hours, gosh, it makes a difference. So we can talk about the research, but I can tell you N equals one, and working with so many people, we get, every time we do an online program, corporate program, when we come back in for the check-in whiz, how many people to say, oh, I'm getting that light exposure stuff. I feel amazing. What's going on? And Dr. Thomas explained the utility. Your body's waking up properly rather than needing to pump it full of caffeine and other stimulants.
Yeah, look, 90% of people who I have worked with where sleep has been an issue, 90% of that is fixed if you fix the morning. The other 10% is often outside of behavioral, and it may actually be some sort of medical issue that needs to be addressed. So I think, you know, we've got to start thinking early in the morning about setting our physiology up to succeed. Just one interesting caveat, that there was a study showing that if you do wear sunnies in that early morning and block the light here, you know, only not optimizing your circadian rhythm, but actually the gut bacteria in your gut are different, and you're less likely to be able to synthesize certain vitamins and stuff. So it just shows how all our internal body and all our different cells' body clocks, we are so dependent on that light reset in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Hi again, it's Andrew, and I hope you really enjoyed that episode. We would appreciate if you helped to amplify the Performance Intelligence podcast by sharing episodes with your friends and with your colleagues by going to iTunes and leaving a rating and review. This really does help get the message out to a wider audience, and I love reading the comments as well. If you'd like to know more about booking me as a speaker at your next annual conference or company offsite, or purchasing one of the books I've written, including MatchFit, or if you'd just like to receive my monthly e-newsletter, which is called the AM Edition, that has stacks of information specific to all things human performance, go to andrewmay.com, and we'll see you on the next edition of Performance Intelligence.